Thank you for joining us. We're glad that you're with us this Sunday morning. God bless you. Father, we thank you for this wonderful day. We thank you, Lord, for the beautiful blue sky. We thank you for the fact that we're alive. We thank you for blessing Brother Freedom. We thank you for touching our listener today in a wonderful way. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Daniel, chapter 11, starting in verse 31. And arms shall stand on his part, and they shall pollute the sanctuary of strength, and shall take away the daily sacrifice, and they shall place the abomination that maketh desolate. And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. And they that understand among the people shall instruct many. Yet they shall fall by the sword and by flame, by captivity and by spoil many days. Now when they shall fall, they shall be holpen with a little help, but many shall cleave to them with flatteries. Then in chapter 12, starting in verse 1, And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars for ever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Then picking up in verse 8, And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, Go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he that waiteth, and cometh to the 1,335 days. But go thou thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days. Then in Romans chapter 13, starting in verse 11, it says, And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly, as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. Then in chapter 15 of Romans, starting in verse 13, it says, Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. And I myself also am persuaded of you, my brethren, that ye also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish one another. Nevertheless, brethren, I have written the more boldly unto you in some sort, as putting you in mind, because of the grace that is given to me of God, that I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost. I have therefore whereof I may glory through Jesus Christ in those things which pertain to God. For I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ hath not wrought by me, to make the Gentiles obedient by word and deed, through mighty signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about unto Illyricum I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. Then in Romans chapter 8, starting in verse 22, it says, For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Father, thank you so much for letting us come together today. Thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for your wonderful word of promise, Lord, and prophecy. Help us to pay attention, Lord, and we pray for your mighty anointing upon Brother Freedom right now, that you would touch him with your mighty spirit to speak through him in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Father, for this day. Thank you that we can worship you in spirit and in truth, that we can hear your word and your voice. Thank you for your presence. Thank you that you are an ageless. Even though we change, you change not. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you. We praise you. We just look to you this day, for you are real. Father, we praise you. We thank you for thy mercy. We thank you for thy understanding. And Father, I pray for a blessing upon these people today. Bless them mightily by your mighty Spirit. Hallelujah, Lord, we praise you because you are real and you're forever faithful. Your eyes are over the righteous and your ears open to their cry. And it says, if we'll call on you, you're going to answer us. You're going to show us great and mighty things we know not. And Father, we thank you for thy goodness, thy mercy that, and hope that endureth forever. And Father, we praise you this day that we want that hope, that blessed hope that we have. It's our hope that gets us into heaven. And Father, we praise you this day. Father, we know this world was built upon the truth, certain powers. But Father, we know that you have given life, eternal life to all people. If they accept it or don't believe it, it's still true. They're a living soul. And we're going to answer every one of us individually for ourselves in that day. Your word declares that appointed unto man once to die, then comes the judgment. We know it's all true. I've listened to a bunch of people yesterday just see if any ever brought out any part about, they talked about everything else, death and hell and all these other things, but they don't know, they're just waiting here. Like a bunch of cattle being ready for slaughter. But Father, we have a hope that's greater than what men have. Father, we have that assurance that you're going to be there at that last hour. And even the days get dark, you're still with us. You're by our side, and you never leave us. And we believe that you're this hour when you're coming is very soon. It's very sure. You're coming for a people that has waited to look for you. Earnestly look for that day. And we know that day is coming. Like a thief in the night that's going to come. It's going to come. And those that are ready, they're going to be, live eternally, forever, never, never. For those that miss that day, it's going to be a terrible time. A day of great troubles, great persecutions, great sadness. But Father, we know to a child of God, it's a time of relief, a time when we can say, praise God, I've made it. Thank you, Lord, I've made it. With your help, I'm here today, and I thank you, Father. We know the book of Daniel was a great big landmark in the Word of God about that day that's soon coming. And Daniel predicted many years ago there'd be a day of We see it, a lot of travel, a lot of things that we never shown. They're going to be coming fast. Father, we do praise you because we know that day is about to come. And dense travel, look at it, how travel has moved greater and greater and greater. How knowledge has got so great that they don't have books enough to put all the books in. They got to just keep condensing it and put it smaller and smaller and smaller before they can store it. But we know there's a day coming when all things are going to be shut away and all things become new. All days of sadness are going to cease to be. All troubles and times are going to be gone. But Father, we know you have the gift of eternal life. It's going to be for those that search themselves for you. Father, we realize that many people have never really sought for you. They went the way of the world. They've caused themselves to take great haste in their lifestyle because they want to get it all in what they can have. But what they're taking in is damnation. It's going to take them to a eternal hell, a land forever and ever of sadness, sorrows. But Father, we know that you've given us a piece of eternal life through the gift of your Son, Jesus. Father, we know the Word of God says, came his own, the own received him not, but to many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. God has chosen man, for we have to choose. We don't get to heaven by just pushing buttons. We get to heaven because we search for the right things. We're into the way of God's power pathway, the pathway that just is a shining light. That shines more and more to that most perfect aim. That's why the word says, come out from among them, be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I shall receive you, and I shall be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Having therefore the promise of dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Holiness in the fear of God. The world nowadays, they take salvation, Christianity, very lightly. It's just something they do just to ease their weekend deal. No, it's not that. It's a piece of life. You can become a child of God because you love Jesus, God. You search for that. It's a peace that you can never have without him. It's beyond any depth of all things imaginable in the way of mankind. It's a great power. When you become a child of God, you will receive a great gift. And that gift is forever and ever and ever. That gift is a part of eternity that God given you as a child of God, that you're going to live with him for all over and ever, your whole life. But the world can't understand it. They can't understand it because they have never received it. But out there this day, if you know God, the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, as your Father, Son, and the power of the Holy Spirit within you, you've got a gift of life that's going to keep you going on until the day that God comes through the clouds of glory. At that time, you're going to go into a new adventure, a new walk, a new way, that you're going to a place that never ends, a place of all great blessings, a great peace, a great enjoyment. The world don't know anything about it. But praise God, God's blessed my people know something about it. They know it because it's real. It's part of their life. It's part of what they have enjoyed their whole lifetime they've lived upon this earth. And that dispensation of time is about to close. It's bound to change. It's not time when we got to wake up out of sleep. But we've lived too long living in ourselves. God says, come out from among them, be separate, say the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I shall receive you. God wants to receive us this night. He wants to be a father unto us. In James it talks about, he longeth for the day his children, he'd come home and see his children. That day is very soon coming. And God wants to be prepared. Too many people in this day that we live are not prepared for eternity. It's just a thing that they talk about. And they don't want to say too much about it either because they can't even imagine it as being real. But there's a day that every saint of God who has lived with God and has maintained that schedule, he's going to live with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost forever and ever and ever. And have a place, a unique spot Praise God, for the sun never, the sun shines forever. The Son of Man, God, shall be that ray of light that we need in heaven. There's no going to be no more need of policemen, firemen, doctors, lawyers, because they're going to be with us forever. We don't need them because we'll never go sick. We're not going to have the need of them. We thank you for that peace of God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah, for I, the Lord thy God, am with thee, my ones. Be not afraid. Be not afraid, even though many come against you. Many speak ugliness. But remember, I am with you. I will never leave you, because I am your Father, and you are my sons and my daughters, said the Lord. If you'll touch not the unclean thing, I'm going to bless you. Mightier than I've ever been blessed. I'm going to insulate you. My power, my witness will be within me. And I shall not feel the heat, nor the sadness of the day around about what the world feels. But you'll feel my great power, my great strength that's within you. And my joy shall be your strength. The joy of the Lord it will be your strength. It'll be that great strength within you that's going to consult you in a very special way, that you have a help that comes higher than the world can imagine. For I say, a day of very sadness is coming to pass, of great troubles, great struggles, a time of great sickness. All the things that people don't want is coming. The thing that they want is in existence. It's already now sought for. The world don't realize that they've never sought for the things of God. I say, my people, take heed the things that you heard, lest any time you should let them slip. You need to search for me. I will enrich thy walk. I will help thee. I will give thee, deliver thee, help thee, strengthen thee, the things that thou needest to the overcomer. Remember, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Sin has a great sting. Death has a problem. And men can search for these things, but they're going to have it always out. Have these things through the gift of eternal life that comes through God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. The things that live out are come through the will of God. The ways of sadness are before the world today. They're a day of great peace upon God's people. God's here to bless you. Get that into your mind tonight. I'm here to bless my people. I'm here to help them. I'm here to console them. I'm going to give them great peace. But those that search for me, they will surely find me. The world has no hope. God's people have a hope, assurance that they know one that will never fail. His eye is over the righteous, and his ears open to their cry. And when we call on him, God's going to answer and show us great, mighty things that we know not. Father, we do thank you for this day. We thank you for that peace, the joy. Oh, praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. That God's here to bless us. There's a day before us that's going to be a trying. How much do we really, really love the Lord? As he is our first love. And so much the world, you see it today. They have love with the Lord unto a certain degree. But they don't want to really put him first. He comes second and third, way back on scheduling. The Bible says God wants us to have a unique love for him. That he is our strength. He's our high tower. Father, we do praise this day. We thank you for your will. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.
We want to thank you for joining us, and God bless you. God bless you.